right now. This is Strawberry Switchblade on KFJC.
Doch das beweist nichts. Inmitten meiner Preise, doch deren Mitte bin ich nicht. Regungslos wartend du mit Licht, du kommst strahlend. Zählst meinen Schatten auf, zählst meine Kerben und schlägst mich auf. Öffnest mein Versteck, liest mich laut, damit auch ich mich hören kann.
Okay, KFJC, Einstürzende Neubauten with Fiat Lux from the Haus der Lug release. This was number 42 on KFJC's Top 100 of 1989, and quite a lot of commentary written on the cover of this vinyl album. I posted an image of that on my Instagram story. If you look at Cynthia Lombard, KFJC, you can take a look at what our DJs have said about this Einstürzende Neubauten release. Before that, Strawberry Switchblade, we heard Go Away from a self-titled LP of theirs from 1985. I'm Cynthia Lombard. The show is Too Cool for School, doing an all-vinyl edition for Vinylthon. And be here until 10. Coming up on Saturday, Mayhem the 4th, it's the Psychotronic Film Festival. Room 5015 on the Foothill College campus is the location. It's from 7 to 11 p.m. Saturday, Mayhem the 4th. An evening of short movies, all on 16mm film, the vinyl of visuals. Come by for old commercials, forgotten cartoons, previews from ancient movies, weird holiday short subjects, strange and unusual bits from our cinematic past. KFJC.org for details about Psychotronics Film Festival. And right now we're going to hear something that just kind of jumped out of the library. I've never heard of her before. And it's clearly a very 80s album cover. This is Betty Bright on KFJC. Oh, on KFJC. Betty Bright, Some Girls Have All the Luck, from her 1981 LP, Rhythms Break the Ice. And this was out on Corova Records, same label as Strawberry Switchblade, which I played just a little while back there. And Betty Bright is an English musician, and in the late 70s was a singer for the art rock band Deaf School. And after that, she went solo with her backing band, the Illuminations. And then we hear them later recorded this album, Rhythm Breaks the Ice, featuring some songs she'd written herself and some covers, and a different lineup of the backing band, the Illuminations. So Betty Bright, pulled from the KFJC Vinyl Library in honor of Vinylthon. And First Light, Rituals of Glass and Neon Art, is an exhibition utilizing both science and art to explore the mysteries of the universe. Featuring artworks in plasma, neon, and gas, large-scale sculpture and installations to inspire deeper contemplation of the transformative force and the varied roles of light in the universe. First Light, Rituals of Glass and Neon Art, is on view through April 28th at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco. Details at thecjm.org. And in honor of Vinylthon, I wanted to play some vinyl, that some material that you could only hear on vinyl. So I wanted to pull out Christian Marclay's Record Without a Cover, because that kind of epitomizes, you know, some of the possibilities with vinyl for me. So this record hangs out in the KFJC library without a cover and picks up all kinds of things, the dust, the fingerprints of the people grabbing it. We don't have to treat it like a precious piece of vinyl. It's meant to sort of get degraded. So this is Christian Marclay on KFJC. KFJC. We've been listening to Christian Marclay, Record Without a Cover, Manipulated Records. The name of the piece. We're still hearing the crackle of this beautiful white vinyl without a cover. I'm Cynthia Lombard, here with you spinning vinyl until 10 p.m. during KFJC's extended version of Vinylthon. Happy to be spinning the wheels of steel, dropping down the wax, whatever slang you like to use. Coming up Saturday, Mayhem the 18th, KFJC will be presenting the surf documentary, The Sound of the Surf, with Frankie and the Pool Boys. Saturday, Mayhem the 18th at 7 p.m. Christian Marclay is still there. Frankie and the Pool Boys playing along. View Sound of the Surf at KFJC at Appreciation Hall on the Foothill College campus, Saturday, Mayhem the 18th at 7 p.m. There'll be a Q&A session led by executive producer John Blair and a set performed by Frankie and the Pool Boys. Suggested donation of $10 benefits KFJC. That is Sound of the Surf with Frankie and the Pool Boys, Saturday, Mayhem the 18th at Foothill College. Checking in here on Christian Marclay. I think that was the last little hidden gasp there. And coming up, we're going to hear a random track from Triple R 500. Amazing release, full of locked grooves. And I remember when KFJC DJ Harry Carey reviewed this at a KFJC meeting. His review was so impassioned that I had to run out and get myself a copy. So I'm going to hear something from Triple R 500. It's KFJC.
Thank you.
on KFJC. We just heard from Depeche Mode. Leave in Silence from the People Are People LP. I quite prefer this track to the title track. In fact, it's been haunting me of late. Really stands the test of time. Out on a slab of vinyl that's been in the KFJC library since it arrived. Promotional copy of Depeche Mode, People Are People LP. And before that, as well as currently, we're hearing an unknown track from RRR 500, an album full of locked grooves, and it's next to impossible to identify a given artist on this 500 lock grooves. I'm Cynthia Lombard, celebrating Vinylthon with you here at KFJC. It started over the weekend, and hopefully it's continuing with a lot of folks participating, playing the vinyl. Silicon Valley Open Studios celebrates its 38th year with a record number of participating artists. Over three weekends, visitors can meet talented artists and view their works in three Bay Area regions. Coastside and Northern Peninsula are May 4th to 5th, Mid-Peninsula May 11th to 12th, and South Bay May 18th to 19th. Silicon Valley Open Studios is organized and presented by nonprofit Silicon Valley Visual Arts. For an interactive site map and a list of artists, see their website, svos.org. Right now we're going to hear from Andrea Parker. It's KFJC. Thank you.
Stop.